Hello.
What's up, everybody?
I'm Sammy.
I'm Riley.
And we are the Meddling Kids. Riley, you know what time it is.
Y'all ready to mail some shit?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. I gotta remember the brother for the stands.
Yeah, for the people who love it.
So, we're gonna hop in the mystery machine.
And
we're
gonna, new set of wheels.
We're gonna take a trip kind of throughout history, honestly.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about something called the Voynich manuscript.
The Voynich?
I'm taking it you've never heard of this.
No, never heard of it.
Okay. So, I just kind of like stumbled upon it myself, and it was interesting. So, I thought it would be a nice change of pace for us to go from spooky to more mysterious.
Okay.
So, I can do that. The Voynich manuscript is a 240-page manuscript from the 15th century. I call it a manuscript because that's how it's referred to, but it is bound like a book.
Yeah.
It's just obviously old, very old.
Given the way they taught back then, it's going to be a long read.
Yeah, 240 pages. Well, that's the thing that's mysterious about it.
Okay.
It's, like I mentioned, it dates back to the 15th century. The manuscript is named after Wilfred Voynich, the book dealer who purchased the manuscript in 1912 and kind of like brought it to national attention.
Okay.
The interesting thing about this text, though, is that no one knows what it says.
Like at all?
No. It's never been able to be translated and like peer reviewed and proven that that's what it says. And so for anyone who's not familiar with like the wide world of academics, essentially for something to be considered proven as fact, it has to be, you put out a theory, okay, and then other people, independent people who did not work with you, will review your theory and then say, yes, I agree with you. And that's what a peer review is. And so this manuscript, a lot of people have claimed that they translate it, mm-hmm, but then someone else comes along and claims the same thing, and it's like a vastly different translation.
So there's no idea like what the manuscript is about?
So no, and so we'll get into it. There's pictures that kind of give you an idea of what it could be about, but no one knows exactly what it says.
That's interesting.
And there's even debate about what language it's written in.
Yeah.
So like some people argue it's Hebrew, some people argue it's a different Semitic language. It's just kind of like, it's baffled scholars for a really long time.
Okay.
And I should mention that, like I mentioned, Wilfred Voynich purchased it in 1912, and it's been actually in Yale University's possession since 1969.
Did it say like who he purchased it from?
I didn't follow that trail.
No, you're good.
Some people have traced back the purchase history of the book.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a question for, like, if they really care about getting it translated, just trace it back
to who purchased it. Well, so people have been doing scientific, I'll get into it.
Yeah.
They've, like, carbon dated it and proved that it's from that time period.
Okay.
So it's not, I get where your head's at. It's not like someone in today's time faked it and then tried to sell it as a valuable manuscript. Like I mentioned, although Voynich is the person who the manuscript is named after, the original author and any context of the book is still unknown to this day.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, there's debate about the language of origin. Some people also think it might just be a code. So if people had valuable information back in the day, they would write in code and they'd have a separate codex that would translate it.
Yeah.
But even so, no one has been able to crack the code to this day. And people have used like advanced code cracking software
Nope. Damn, I'm
nothing concrete. See, it's interesting. Many scholars and historians have dedicated like years or even their lives to cracking the meaning behind this book.
Yeah.
The educational community, like I mentioned, has never been able to verify any of the translations that people have brought up over the years. And there are classes taught about this book. Like, there are people who are solely dedicated to, like, what does this book mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be wondering, like, who cares what a 600-year-old book says? But the thing that caught my attention was the drawings. So obviously, you guys are listening to this. You can't see them, but I'm going to show the drawings to Riley, and we will post them on our Instagram, as always.
Right, right.
But Yale University also has a nice little explanation, and I'll link that in the show notes. But it basically says that it's broken into six sections.
Okay.
So I will explain the section, and then I'll show you a couple of pictures. So section one is plants with, and I quote, drawings of 113 unidentified plant species. And these are a couple of the pages. So these are the plants section.
That looks like a Venus flytrap right there.
Yeah, that one does. But they're interesting.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. So that was the... I mean, it's much longer than that.
But we're not going to sit here.
I just took screenshots of like four or five pages from each section. The second section is astrological drawings with star maps and zodiac symbols.
Here we go with the zodiacs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I recognize that one. So yeah, I'm pretty sure people recognize what I'm seeing once we show them.
Yeah. You see how it's like interesting.
So not every page has words. It's just drawings.
Not every page has words. Some, it's like any book. Like, some are a combination.
Hmm.
I'll show you the whole book. You can flip through it really quick on.
No, you're good. It's just a lot of things going through my mind.
But yeah, some of them are just pictures. And the interesting thing about this book is some of them, it's like six pages will fold out to create a big picture. You'll see that in another section. Okay, the third section is a biological section. This one is the one that was very weird to me. It's nude drawings of females in these, like, pools and tube structures. And this is the part that kind of, like, makes me scratch my head about this manuscript. Because, like, what is going on here? So, let me zoom so you can really see it. You see the women, like... going through a tube structure.
Yeah, holy.
It's very weird. It's like they're going down weird. A water slide.
So they're sitting, it looks like they're sitting in leaves.
It's like they're like sitting in a pods. Pool, yeah, in like pods, and then there's text around the pictures. And this is another one. You see the women like popping out of tubes and like standing.
Oh, they are popping out of tubes.
See?
Like they're coming out of water slides and shit.
Yeah. And this was... Yo. 15th century Italian Renaissance. And see, this woman has her hands stuck in the tubes.
As if he's saying they're coming out of tree limbs.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. And still to this day, they can't.
No. They can't say what the text says. I mean, people have thoughts about it. And that's what we're going to get into.
Yeah.
About the potential of, like, what it could mean.
That's pretty strange.
It is strange.
It looks like somebody was trying to make a science book by chance.
Yeah.
Like the ones that we see in class, like, you know,
we still have the plant
section.
Yeah. We still have three more sections. Okay, I'll just read them so that I can show you the pictures. The fourth section is a cosmological section with these like medallion pictures of the cosmos.
Yeah.
The fifth section, like you said, is a pharmaceutical section with medicinal plants. And Yale says that there are over 100 species of medicinal herbs or roots represented in the book. And then the sixth section at the end of the book is a large section of just text. And obviously, we don't know what the text means, but there are these little stars or flowers drawn in the margins. So I'll show you those last four sections.
You know what? I think about sometimes when I hear about these mysteries and stories,
mm-hmm.
I want to go in person and see if I can figure this shit out.
See if you can figure it out. So that is like the cosmological section, and that's one of the fold-out pages that I was mentioning, where it's like six pages folded out.
Yeah.
And then this is the pharmaceutical section with the herbs.
That looks like a cake. it really does. Like
it kind of does. Cake. You're right. No, but the herbs are like right there in between the text.
Some of those are recognizable too.
And this is the rest of the pharmaceutical section.
Got you. Some medicine.
Yep. Medicinal herbs. And then this is what I meant, the text at the end, but you see those little, like, it's almost like they're star-shaped flowers in the margin.
Yeah, so like bulletin points for each thing he wants to say
or yeah.
he or she say at the
It's
the
interesting.
I got some questions, so go ahead and finish your presentation. Because I got some questions.
Okay, so realistically, what does this old book mean? I think logically thinking, Riley, you hit the nail on the head. I think it's probably some kind of science book.
Yeah, from the 15th
talking
century.
About anatomy, medicine. It kind of seems like it's focused on female reproduction and like
yeah.
female well-being, because it's talking about like the cosmos. And if anyone knows anything about menstruation, people used to think that that was linked
to women's menstruation.
Yeah, like yeah. I mean, like Dwight even has a joke that I wish I could menstruate.
Yeah, she's talking about Dwight.
Because then I wouldn't need calendars.
For you office fans out there, Dwight Schrute.
But yeah. So, and I'd be more in sync with the moon and the tides. I had mm-hmm. to finish the quote, sorry.
You're good.
So logically, I think it's probably just that. But as with anything that is mysterious or unexplained, I did my favorite thing. I went down a Reddit rabbit hole.
Okay.
So
what'd you find?
I have two theories that I found on Reddit that I thought were interesting. And then I have my last off the wall crazy bananas theory.
Okay.
And you'll probably know what that one is, but don't spoil it for the meddlers. So the first theory that I found off of Reddit was that some people think it's an elaborate hoax and that it was never meant to be read. But then other people were shutting that theory down and saying it would have been an incredibly expensive joke, because it's not like this is paper and pen from today's times,
yeah.
where paper and pen is everywhere. This is the 15th century, and paper and writing instruments were really expensive and were considered extremely precious back then.
Yeah, so
is it possible that it's a joke? Yes, but it seems unlikely that someone would waste that much on a joke. Well, there's more to this theory. You can chime in.
Let me chime in right quick. To your point about it being expensive, there was a time where it was like royalties and people with higher status only allowed access to ink and all that stuff. So
it's true. And other people point out, okay, maybe it wasn't a hoax as in like a joke. Maybe it was this is kind of where your head was at first. Maybe someone made this book to look expensive and mysterious in order to sell it to people.
Yeah.
But my beef with that theory is that if someone in the 15th century had that thought, no one in the 15th century is going to pay a ton of money.
Yeah, for something like that.
For something like that. Like, yeah. The person would have to be a time traveler. Like, it would be as if you or I popped back to the 15th century and were like, let's write a book, innit? And wrote a book with the intention of making a ton of money later. And like, it just doesn't make any sense. The second theory that I found on Reddit was that it was written by women for other women to help with like healing wounds or dealing with menstruation, kind of like I mentioned, and that would explain like the medicine and the drawings of women. Their theory is that this was at a time when women were persecuted or looked down upon for knowing how to read and write. And that's why the language or source of the code has been lost over time, because women who participated in writing and things like that were either killed off or just like died off after a time when it became more widely accepted. So no one provided any proof of this. This is literally, I was just looking at forum boards on Reddit, because that's what I like to do when something puzzles my brain. And I just thought that one was interesting. I mean, it's possible,
I mean, that could be a possible.
It would explain some of the context of the book. Okay. And this is my off the rails. I know it's crazy, but I gotta say it. Aliens. What if it's aliens, Riley? I'm just saying, here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You cannot tell me that ancient aliens didn't exist. The pyramids, Riley, Stonehenge, where did they come from? How did humans do that, aliens? That's how.
That's your theory.
Yeah. I do sometimes wonder if we had more advanced technology, but like if we had more advanced technology that just was lost to time. And so in theory, and let me hold up any history buffs here. I know that the pyramids and Stonehenge were built like centuries before the Italian Renaissance. I'm not insinuating that they are on the same time plane. But my point is that if it's possible that we had all of this technology to accomplish those types of things and that was lost to time, I think it's entirely possible that we had people back in the day, I guess you could consider them alien, that have died off over the course of time. And there are just going to be like languages and things that we don't know. But it's more fun to think about a UFO coming to Earth and then flying away.
Pretty far-fetched. Honestly, was that everything?
Yeah, that was everything.
Honestly, I feel like this is just a 15th century science book that was written possibly by, I was thinking a woman wrote this
for some reason.
Possibly by like a female science teacher or whatever they called them back then. And my other thing is, does anybody even want this translated? Because somebody can sit there and say, oh, this can't be translated it, and had somebody translate it, but then, I don't know, keep the secrets locked away.
What do you think the secret is that they're hiding?
I mean, the pictures you showed me are kind of pretty freaking creepy. Like, would you, like, what would be the explanation withdrawing women coming out of tubes like that?
Okay, water? And this is why aliens.
So all I'm saying is that could be a possibility somebody doesn't want this translated.
The other thing that's interesting, though, is
it wouldn't be hard to switch a few things around each time
if with today's technology. Here's the only thing for me. I agree with you logically. It makes sense that this is just an old text.
Yeah.
But you've got historians and people who, it's literally their life's work studying old shit, who are telling you that 113 of the plant species in that book are unidentifiable and are nothing like the plant species that we would have here and that they would have had back then. And then you've got women popping out of tubes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only weird part. But at the same time, this isn't something that I heard about. And I'm sure, like, I'm not the only one. So I'm sure if they, like, showed this to people. Okay, first let me say this. If they could pinpoint where this manuscript came from locally and they showed the people.
Italy.
Oh, okay, I'm saying like in Italy, like in like a whatever part. I'm sure there's going to be at least one person I can pinpoint applying out of that book.
You think that they're just not taking it to the locals?
I think they're not. I'm going to stick to my partial gut. I don't think they want this translated.
Well, now I want to know what's in it.
Because that's just plain.
Now that you think it's holding the mysteries of the world.
Some of that stuff in there is recognizable.
Yes, some of it, but I'm just.
In the astrology session where you showed me that, it looks like diamond-shaped circle with red and blue.
They were just talking about the plants in particular. Plants. I mean, and it also just could be either the person who drew them was a bad artist or that the plants were more like doodles. But again, it's like, why would you doodle?
Or the plants had a different shape and they could be the same thing that we're used to.
You mean like they've evolved over time?
Just their shapes, yeah.
But it's the historian's job to know.
Yeah, those people think they know everything, though. But I mean, like you said, it's their life's work. What do I know? Well, honestly, a science book is possibly what it is.
I definitely think it's some kind of scientific text. It's just interesting that, you know, and then I had never heard of it, so.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard of this manuscript.
Yeah.
I'm possibly going to do my own research now.
Oh, Lord. This is ignited a passion in Riley. Now he's going to go solve the mystery of the Voynich manuscript.
I mean, if you think about it, from the classes that I took, most people think things on paper are words. Mm-hmm. Like you said earlier, they could be symbols or images of other stuff. So you can't always go the route of translating a word to another word. You got to take into account drawings and pictures.
They have tried to crack it as if it's just a code. They still haven't been able to.
I know. So. It took people years to crack stuff, so just somebody will crack it eventually.
Get the person who cracked the Zodiac Killer code. Call them.
They don't want to pay that kind of money.
Did he get paid? I think it was just enthusiasts.
It was enthusiasts.
We needed to talk about that, so we won't.
Yeah, we don't want to go.
We don't want to go too in depth on that. Save it for another episode.
I'll say this. It does, like, things like this do make me wish that that I was there in time to see it myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because I probably would have been like, who'd you buy this from? And then go track that person down. Who'd you buy this from? They go track that person down.
I feel that. Yeah. Okay, it's time for what would Scooby do? What would the scenario be here?
The scenario would pretty much be somebody failing. The scenario would pretty much be somebody selling a fake manuscript to make money.
And then, okay.
So this manuscript comes to a museum, gets transferred to a museum. Whatever museum you can think in your head that you guys frequent or like.
Yeah.
And the manuscript was stolen. So the Scooby Gang has to investigate who stole the manuscript. This is obviously going to be an easy one. It turned out that the owner of the museum stole the manuscript for an insurance scam. And the Scooby Gang thwarted. Is that the right word?
Yeah, they thwarted him. His
plans. And he would have gotten away with it.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Exactly. This is a pretty actually easy case for the Scooby Gang. And then, obviously, mummies will come out of their sarcophagus.
Yes.
To scare the
Of course. Scooby Anytime Gang there's a museum involved.
You gotta have a mummy chasing people away.
Maybe it would be that if anyone could read the manuscript when they read it, it makes the dead rise.
I feel like that was the episode of Scooby-Doo already.
It probably was. Although, I mean, there have definitely been.
And then, like, plants try to come after you, like
plants.
A Venus flytrap tries to bite your ass.
Maybe that's what the plants in the book represent. Plants coming to life and trying to kill you.
I mean, honestly, bro, I tell you right now, if I could look at that picture and just look at it, I think I could point out some plants.
Okay.
I can guarantee it.
You go flip through that book then, Riley, and tell us all what it means. Well, now it's going to bother me until this gets translated, but...
Why don't we do some research and revisit this in the episode? I want to revisit it.
Okay.
See if I can crack it.
You go, Riley.
I'm a nosy son of a bitch. AKA a meddler at heart.
I know, this is one of those that's going to, like, gnaw at my brain. Like, there's some...
You should definitely post the pictures.
Oh, I'm going to.
With two women.
100%.
That's the one that's the most weird.
I'm going to post multiple pictures from each section. There's just some mysteries that stick in my brain over a long period of time. Or, true crime stories. And this is going to be one of those where I'm going to be like, what does it mean?
That's what we come in, baby.
If you're enjoying the podcast, please share with a friend and rate and review. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Meddling Kids Pod so you can see the pictures related to this episode and others. We also post funny reels from time to time. Yes. So.
And if you guys have any mysteries or stories you want to share yourselves, you can email us at themeddlingkidspod@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
We really want to read your guys' stories on the podcast.
Yeah, right. You should see Riley's face right now. He wants your stories. He wants to read them.
The credit will be yours, of course.
Oh, obviously.
I just want to read them.
We want to do more listener stories. We did one from Ebony. Thank you, Ebony, Riley's sister. So we want more.
Well, anyways, guys, we appreciate you for listening always.
Stay spooky, y'all.
And stay spooky, y'all.
As always, though, you don't have to go home.
But you have to get the hell up out of here.
I know that's right.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.